Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there were three cousins playing soccer in their grandmother's yard in Mexico City. They were all boys. "Wait, two against one isn't fair," said one of them. "Well, who else can play?" "Let's get Romina." "Romina?" Romina, who was just 3 years old, was the youngest of all the cousins. Also, she was a girl. And in Mexico City in the early 2000s, nobody allowed a girl to play on a boys' soccer team. But as Romina toddled over to join their game and launched herself at the ball, all three boys had to wonder, why not? That day in her grandmother's backyard, with the sun blazing bright and the mountains rising all around them, Romina had no idea that she was already changing history. She was just thrilled to be included, kicking the ball and having fun. Fast forward a few years to when Romina was in grade school. She'd been playing soccer ever since that first day in her grandmother's yard, and she was very skilled. But she often was the only girl on the pitch. Romina loved to write and play guitar too. But there was something about being out on the soccer pitch that made her feel strong and confident. She loved finding her flow as part of a group, and she was a really dedicated player. It was so frustrating for her to have such few chances to play. And when she did play pickup games with boys, she felt like she had to win them over in order for them to pass her the ball or involve her in plays. One day, when Romina was at King's College in London, she shared this frustration with some of her friends. No matter where they came from, they'd all had similar experiences. One of Romina's friends even dressed up like a boy when she was little so she could play soccer. It was infuriating. Then, Romina went to volunteer at a children's school. On Mondays, she and some of her fellow volunteers got together to play soccer on a local pitch. They were from all over the globe and didn't always speak the same language, but they all connected through their love of the game. Dribbling, defending, passing, scoring. They learned so much about themselves and each other by playing as a collective. If only everyone could have this kind of experience, Romina thought, no matter what gender they are. It wasn't just about getting to strike the ball or dive after a goal. It was about being treated as an equal, about trusting her voice and celebrating her strengths. When Romina got back to the university, she put together a business plan so she could start her own organization. It would be called Girls United, and it would offer girls a safe space to play soccer, make friends, build some skills, and most of all, have fun. The first session would take place in Southeast Mexico. She was so excited that first day, and nervous. She'd asked so many people to come and had such high hopes for making this empowering new community for girls. But as she stood there, waiting with a group of eager coaches, she wondered, would anyone show up? And then, a little girl wandered towards the soccer pitch with a shy smile, followed by another, and another. Soon, there were 100 girls running around with coaches, chasing the ball and laughing. It was such a glorious moment of victory for Romina. This was better than scoring any goal. This was her heart bursting with pride and hope. This was a new beginning. Girls United has grown in so many ways in the past 5 years. So has Romina. She's expanded her vision to develop programs for girls that are about so much more than sports. Yes, every Girls United practice starts off playing and practicing new soccer techniques. And often, they're preparing for games or tournaments. But Girls United coaches also use practices to talk to players about leadership, girls' rights, and even how to take care of their bodies. Girls United now has programs running in Mexico and London, and hopes to expand across the globe. As Romina says, "We are constantly thinking of how we can create more opportunities for girls to play and to grow throughout their lives. That means on the pitch, off the pitch, as players, coaches, and advocates for themselves." Just like that 3-year-old Romina walking out into her grandmother's yard and blasting the ball with her head held high, every girl deserves a chance to get out on that pitch and show the world that she's unstoppable.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.